The automobile industry, a lot of transition going on. With us today is Bob Lutz, and Bob is a Swiss American automobile executive for many, many years. He has worked with all three automobile companies. He was executive vice president and board member of the Ford Motor Company. He was a vice chairman and board member of the Chrysler Corporation, and a vice chairman of General Motors. So I think that nobody knows automobiles better than Mr. Lutz. Mr. Lutz, we're talking about the future of automobiles. Are we ever going to have a flying automobile like we used to watch in the Jetsons show?
I don't think so. Too many problems, and with today's technology, the dangers of people flying around would be just too great, even if they're fully autonomous. So I don't think we have to worry about flying cars for another 20 years or so.
Well, if 20 years, I hope I live that long, but we used to watch it in the cartoons in the early days. It seems now that the government has decided they should go towards the automobile industry, towards electric vehicles. And I know the Toyota chairman has said that that Toyota is going to continue to make all four. They're going to continue to make gas-powered, electric-powered, hyper-powered, and diesel, because they want their consumer to make the decisions. The Ford company has said that they are going to go to combination gasoline and electric versus all electric. How do you feel the automobile industry should handle this over the next 5-10 years?
Well, the automobile industry has to obey government regulation, whether that's in Europe, China, or the United States. And the government fuel economy rules in Europe, they're called CO2 emission rules, but it amounts to the same thing, are such that they basically cannot be met without broad-scale electrification. So what we're seeing is electrification that could occur naturally, because there's a lot to be said for electric vehicles, but right now it's being forced by governments for environmental reasons.
Understood. I used to know a few of the CEOs. I knew Lee Iacocca in the Chrysler days. And who do you think is the best CEO of all the three companies now?
As I look back, I wrote a book on this called Icons and Idiots, which basically describes the many strange personalities that I've worked for. And Lee Iacocca was a controversial personality, very autocratic, but also highly intelligent and very action-oriented. And I would have to say, despite all his faults, Lee Iacocca was probably the best CEO I worked for.
And do you dare say who the worst was?
Well, there have been some bad ones, but all I can say is read my book and you'll find out.
Tell us about your book so we can get people to read it.
Yeah, it's called Icons and Idiots. It was first published about 2 or 3 years ago. No, a little more than that, about 10 years ago. But it's still available.
And it's Icons and Idiots by Bob Lutz, and I'm sure it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Absolutely.
Now, do you know at all Miss Mary Barra at General Motors?
Oh, sure, I know her. I know her well. She used to work for me.
Is she a good CEO?
She's an excellent CEO. not a highly visible CEO, and she's very team oriented. But she makes sure she gets what she wants. And she's been extremely successful so far in leading General Motors. There can be no argument about that. The company is producing excellent products and is extremely profitable, which is the purpose of any automobile company. So I'd have to give her high marks. I never worked for her again. She was under me by a couple of layers when I was there, but she's doing a good job.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25-plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Understood. Now, the government has said, we want you to make electric vehicles by a certain date. Do you think our country is ready to do it by that date?
Well, the government thinks so, but I don't think we have enough electricity-generating infrastructure. And I don't think, I think what's happening here is the regulation is way ahead of the public. The American public is not ready for the broad adoption of electric vehicles. There are maybe 10 to 12% of people who really want an electric vehicle, and that's good. But the remainder still want internal combustion. And what's going to happen is this transition by 2030 is just not going to happen. And what will happen is the government will, everybody will continue to make a lot of internal combustion vehicles which sell. And they'll make electric vehicles which even now are not selling at the pace that everybody would like. So what will happen is the governments both in Europe, China, and the United States are going to have to say, well, we'll push out the deadline. Or if it's an authoritarian government like China, they'll just say, you either buy an electric vehicle or you buy no vehicle at all. Well, that may work in China, but it's not going to work in the United States or Europe. So what will happen, in my judgment, is the deadline will get pushed out and pushed out and pushed out, and permit the transition to an electric vehicle park to occur gradually.
Understood. Lutz, we have a minute left. Tell us what you want to tell all the American people.
Pardon?
Tell us what you want to say to all the American people. We got a minute left.
I didn't understand the question.
We have one minute left on the interview. Tell us what you want to tell the American people. You tell us.
What I want to tell the American people?
Yes.
I would say if you're interested in excellent transportation, silence, refinement, high performance, et cetera, et cetera, you should definitely consider an electric vehicle. There is absolutely no reason not to buy one unless you're a person who makes frequent trips over 300 or over 400 miles, in which case you shouldn't. But by all means, consider one and see if you like them.
Mr. Lutz, thank you again for everything you've done for American automobile industry, and you've served all three big automobile companies, and thank you so much. And I'm going to urge people to buy your book, and the name of the book is Icon and
Idiots.
Icon and Idiots. I've got to read the book to find out which ones are the idiots.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in to WABC, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.